All right, we'll say good morning. Let's we'll get in a few moments this morning of Shari Tshuva. So we're beginning today, paragraph Zion, page Lamed Hey. Paragraph Zion. So remember, again, we're talking about the six things that go ahead and spur a person, urge a person to go on to do tshuva. So we spoke about the first one, which was the surin, suffering or difficulties. And now paragraph Zion, Hadarach Hasheni, the second path that spurs one to do tshuva, Kashayavou Yimei HaZikna, V'Yigiyu Yimei HaSeva, when old age comes, Zikna's old age, Seva's old age, when the days of old age come, V'Yichal Koach V'Yimat, V'Yisach Yitzro, Gam Yiskar Kitzo Kikarofu. As a person gets older, it's important to remember that at a certain point in time, we must recognize the fact that there is more life behind us than in front of us. And that is not in order to engender some type of morbidity, but rather that's in order to go ahead and energize a person to take advantage and ultimately maximize the time that they have. The Yavin Lachariso, a person should realize that the day when I have to give accounting for my life is rapidly approaching. The Yashuv El Hashem V'Yirachameyu. And the person should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribono Shel Olam will have compassion on him. V'asher inenu chozer b'tshuva b'voyi me'azikna. But if a person doesn't do tshuva when they get old, yuchpal ansho v'rabba mastema alav. It's interesting, as we're going to see, that a person who doesn't do tshuva when he's old, now again, by the way, how to define old? What's old? One can make the argument that everybody's old, right? At the end of the day, there's youth behind us, and there's present day and old age in front of us. I think we all know, again, I often think that the tipping point is, again, in that point in life, when we know that there's more years behind us than in front of us. Halavai v'shal bizochet, lives to 120, but more often than not, that's not the case. So zikna is that tipping point. This is at that point in time when a person realizes that the time to give an accounting for their life is approaching. So a person really has to take advantage of the opportunity to do tshuva. And a person who does not use his old age to go ahead and do tshuva, so his culpability is amplified. Kimo Shomra was in Zichron Lebracha. This is actually amazing. So Chazal said it in the Gemara Musach Pesachim. He quotes, Shlosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Son An, page Lamed Hey, paragraph Zayin. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises. Who are the three people? Dal Geya, a poor person who is haughty or arrogant. So, Va'ashir Mechachish, a rich person who doesn't want to pay his debts. V'Zakein Menaif, and an old man who is immoral. And I was saying, what's the chav with these three individuals? So these three people are individuals who have no business exercising the negative midos that they have. A poor person who's arrogant, a poor person has nothing to be arrogant about, right? Poverty is one of the most humbling experiences. So what right does he have to be arrogant? That's number one. Asher mechachish, a rich person who doesn't want to pay his debt. You know, a person doesn't have money, a person is poor, they don't want to pay their debts. That's one thing. But a person has money, a person is wealthy, how could they not want to pay their debts? And zakin minayif. Zakin minayif means an old person who's immoral. By the time we get to our older years, so if a young person is immoral, okay, the fire of passion burns exceptionally intensely. As we get older, so those passions die down under normal circumstances. So an older person who's immoral, by definition, he's, at least in the eyes of Chazal, he's just being immoral for the sake of being immoral. Meaning it can't be the fact that the taiva is there, because the taiva is not the same. V'ne'emar, och luzarim kocho, v'hu lo yada, gam seva zarkabo, v'hu lo yada. And ultimately, again, the Navi in Hosea says that a person ultimately, again, has old age. A person ultimately finds himself in the midst of old age, v'hu lo yada, and he doesn't know. Now, he doesn't know, meaning he doesn't know how to take advantage ultimately of those days. He's just finished the paragraph. He says, "Umina tmiya va'apliya kiyamo to adam b'chatsiyamav v'ra kiyamim holchim medalim." A person stands in the midst of his days and he realizes that the days are passing him by. Va'tochal hariso sabinyon v'yachsa hamezek b'tivo v'tera bo hayabash es kinyan shenemar yomai kitzel natoi v'ani ke'isev ivash. So as the pasuk in Tehillim says, "My days pass by me like a shadow, and I am like a withered piece of grass." How could a person not be attentive? How could a person not be attentive to the fact that life is passing them by, that ultimately, again, we are advancing towards that day of reckoning and judgment, and how could a person not be motivated by this ultimately to do tshuva? So we'll stop over here for today. But again, in his Derech Hasheni, what the Shai Tshuva introduces us to is that the second catalyst for tshuva is old age. Old age. That again, and I will say this is relative. I think sometimes a person feels old even if they're not advanced in biological age. But sometimes again, we also recognize the days that have passed us by. We also recognize the opportunities that have passed us by. And to a certain degree, I could feel old even when young. And the point the Shai Tshuva is making is that feeling of being old is a good thing, because that makes me recognize that the day of accounting is coming. I have to be able to account and to stand behind how I lived my life. And in the event that I'm not yet confident to give that reckoning about how I lived, now's the opportunity to turn things around. All right, so let's stop over here.